Yeah. Old school Ed Wonder opening.
Seriously, I really like that that synth wave music that we were playing before. I was like, hey,
So
this is kind
good.
of
Yeah, I could just leave that on for the entire live and I'd be happy. But we've got a dig to tell you guys about what we found about Ukraine.
Guys, this is mind-blowing. Of all the stuff that's going out, a lot of the information that we're compiling, like other sources have it, but I couldn't really find too many
Anyone that's put
people,
it together, right?
yeah, except for like
Yeah.
massive long articles that go into it. And there was some massive long articles. Now there's with these biolabs, there's so many aspects of this, and we're only going to be focusing on Ukraine. So I just want to keep that in mind as we go. But again, welcome everybody. Happy
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Let's get ready to rumble, as
So
Lindsay said before we
yeah.
started.
So Rob, before we jump into all the heavy, deep stuff, did you guys hear the good news that the House of Representatives signed a bill that we may get rid of or keep daylight savings time?
Okay, so it'll stay like it is now,
Yes.
where it's a bright out still,
Right, correct.
which
So
actually means that I think that means that's better for nighttime all over the
yes.
globe, isn't it?
Yeah,
It's
that
just the
means that
mornings have less, we'll have less light in the
they're in the
Northeast or
winter,
in
the
the north.
mornings will have a, but I mean, in the winter, it's already like that anyway. But now instead of getting dark at like 4:30 in the evening on the, in the winter, it'll get dark at like 5:30, but still better than, way it is now. So, yeah, so that was passed. Everyone voted on it. It's now going to go to Biden. So
Well, Ben,
let's.
way to start with something light.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, you found this interesting Saturday Night Live skit. I don't watch it anymore. So why don't we show
Yeah.
that, and then we'll kind of get into what's going on with Biolabs, Tulsi, Mitt Romney, and Hunter Biden.
For the record, we'd rather be watching Friday Night Live with us.
Thanks. I do silly animal makeup for kids.
Well, that's adorable. What do you think we could do to win this war?
Oh, you mean the one started by your son, Hunter Biden? With his pals at Burisma? Where's the laptop? Is it in this room?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, honey.
Right.
Thanks.
You know, you don't expect the animal makeup girl to be all right. Hey, here's this random middle-aged.
How did they not get that pulled?
I have
Like
no idea.
our entire YouTube channel got taken down because of that story. And they're
I
just getting away with it on live television.
I don't even know. It's super
That
weird.
was actually like the craziest Saturday Night Live skit we've seen probably in the last 5 to 10 years.
There is one with Jason, what's his name? Sudeikis. I never pronounce
Sudeikis.
it. Sudeikis, yeah. Anyway, and he plays Biden on Saturday night. And this was back in a few years ago,
2008.
anyway. Yeah, somewhere around, no, a little later than that. But he's playing Biden, and this other guy's there, and he's like doing all these funny things, and he's like kind of making fun of Biden, and then he starts sniffing the guy, and like everybody starts laughing. And I was like,
They got,
it's
you
crazy.
know, this is, see, last night, actually, this is kind of funny. If you're on Truth Social and you'd go check out my account, like last night, all I was doing was posting really funny stuff. Because there, I realized I was like laying there in bed. I must have stayed up for an hour and a half extra. And I just kept thinking of all of this funny stuff related to like the world right now, you know? Like, and all kinds of things are happening. Like, you've got Biden just like, that guy can't even open his eyes when he talks. He talks like this. And then if you look at it with like no audio, he's just doing this. It's like the weirdest, like there's just so many funny things going on right now, you know?
Completely. I know. Anyway, well, Well, let's see. Okay, so
well, Ben, let's keep it light, and why don't we talk about the Pentagon bioweapons?
Yeah, this is, you guys, this is actually going to be pretty heavy. I just want to warn everyone.
Rough show.
Yes, it is. But why don't Lindsay? Why don't you pull up the Tulsi Gabbard? So let's start with the Tulsi Gabbard stuff and the video that she made.
Yeah, this is a very interesting video.
It is. Yes.
The undeniable facts. There are 25 to 30 U.S. funded biolabs in Ukraine. According to the U.S. government, these biolabs are conducting research on dangerous pathogens. Ukraine is in an active war zone with widespread bombing, artillery, and shelling. And these facilities, even in the best of circumstances, could easily be compromised and release these deadly pathogens. Now, like COVID, these pathogens know no borders. If they are inadvertently or purposely breached or compromised, they will quickly spread all throughout Europe, the United States, and the rest of the world, causing untold suffering and death. So in order to protect the American people, the people of Europe, the people around the world, these labs need to be shut down immediately, and the pathogens that they hold need to be destroyed. Instead of trying to cover this up, the Biden-Harris administration needs to work with Russia, Ukraine, NATO, the UN to immediately implement a ceasefire for all military action in the vicinity of these labs until they're secured and these pathogens are destroyed. In addition to all this, the U.S. funds around 300 biolabs around the world who are engaging in dangerous research, including gain of function, similar to the lab in Wuhan, where COVID-19 may have originated from. Now, after realizing how dangerous and vulnerable these labs are, they should have all been shut down 2 years ago.
Yes.
But they haven't. Now, this is not a partisan political issue. The administration and Congress need to act now for the health and well-being of every American and every person on this planet.
All right. So...
She's got nads.
She does. So this is Mitt Romney's response here. And by the way, she was being blasted on The View as well.
Tulsi Gabbard, there's a surprise.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard is parroting false Russian propaganda. Her treasonous lies may well cost lives. Then she responded to Mitt Romney with this that Lindsay will bring up in a minute. And I mean, essentially she's just saying to him and everybody else, actually, Rob, you want to read this?
Sure. Yeah. This one? At Mitt Romney, you have called me a treasonous liar for stating the fact that, quote, there are 25 plus US funded biolabs in Ukraine, which if breached would release and spread deadly pathogens to the US and world, unquote. And therefore must be secured in order to prevent new pandemics. Bizarrely, you claim that securing these labs or even calling for securing these labs is treasonous and will lead to a loss of life when the exact opposite is obviously true. The spread of pathogens is what will cause the loss of life. Dumbass. Not the prevention of such spread.
Yes.
Mitt Romney. Come on, man. It's like, I'm just waiting for these people to like wake up, you know? Like, it's like, okay, it's sort of like when anyone claims something like, or that a child has gotten hurt or something like that, you don't first attack the person that said that there's a claim. You right. First need to see whether or not the child got attacked. Like, If there's a claim of biolabs, everyone should just be taking that seriously and say, hey, is this true? Is anyone in danger? And then come back to the fact that, hey, you just said this irresponsibly, if that was in fact irresponsible. But she's like quoting here. So
exactly. And right now, this whole debate is up. Is there biolabs? You know, and right now the media, along with our government, is basically really cracking down hard on anybody who's saying that there is biolabs. Now, and they're saying it's Russian disinformation. Of course, the Russians are saying there are biolabs. That's why, that's partly why they're doing what they're doing. Ukraine and the U.S. are saying, no, there's no biolabs. But then you do have people and a lot of evidence coming out, including what Biden said. Biden originally said that there was biolabs there. Then he backtracked a day later and he was like, no, we're going to get into a little bit of that. But for this, what we found was this is like supporting evidence from actual government websites, government sources, explaining how they build, how they built research facility labs in Ukraine and many other countries. So this is what we're going to get into, you guys. And we really wanted to show the factual evidence regarding this, which then leads the trail to Hunter Biden.
Okay, so the evolution of cooperative threat reduction, well, actually, CTR, right?
Before we get into that, sure. Rob, let's show this article. Seth
sent this over to us.
Yeah, he sent this over to us. So, Rob, before you get into that, what this is this massive article that breaks down various bio labs around the world that are connected through the Pentagon and through the US. Now, this article goes into a lot of stuff, including like the Ezekiel virus and how certain things were being manipulated and used. I didn't really want to get into any of that here. What we really want to get into is just focusing on Ukraine. So in this article, it mentions that there was a $2.1 billion military program, which Rob was just talking about, called Cooperative Biological Engagement Program. And are located in former Soviet Union countries such as Georgia, Ukraine, Middle East, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Now, it's like, okay, well, that's kind of cool, but how do we know for sure that this is not like, you know, a fake news or whatever, you know, fact checking and all this stuff? So, Rob, if you want to start talking about that next article,
the evolution of cooperative threat reduction.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So I'll give a background. He's going to read a little bit into this. This is actually from Congress. It's official government documents explaining this cooperative threat reduction, CTR, they're calling it, which we're going to get into exactly what this is, and Rob's going to start out with the summary.
I'll read the fine print, and Ben is going to translate it for the home audience. That's how we're going to do this, okay? So page one says, the United States uses a number of policy tools to address the threat of attack using chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear CBRN weapons. These include a set of financial and technical programs known variously as Cooperative Threat Reduction, CTR programs, Non-Proliferation Assistance, or Global Security Engagement. Congress has supported these programs over the years, but has raised a number of questions about their implementation and their future direction. Over the years, the CTR effort shifted from an emergency response to impending chaos in the Soviet Union to a broader program seeking to keep CBRN weapons away from rogue nations or terrorist groups. It has also grown from a DOD-centered effort to include projects funded by the Department of Defense, the State Department, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Homeland Security. Together, these agencies sought nearly $1.67 billion for these programs in 2016. The United States has used its funding and expertise to help secure or destroy dangerous weapons and materials in nations that experience civil strife or regime collapse, such as in Libya, and to prevent their spread outside a conflict's borders, such as with Syria's neighboring countries. Now, you want to butt in there? Or you want me to keep going?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically what they're saying is that they're acknowledging that the U.S. has gone over and dealt with various nuclear waste weapons or whatever it is to get rid of them. We all know that Obama, when he was a senator, went over to Ukraine in 2006. And he wasn't even the senator yet. It was like an assistant to the senator. And it's like, why would you send somebody like that over there?
Very strange.
Yeah, we're going to get into that as well. In fact, I can kind of pull that up right now. Our good friend Justin from Stillness in the Storm wrote this article. So this is so bizarre. I couldn't even believe this when I saw this, but this is literally Obama in 2006 before he was even state senator going over to Ukraine and looking at this. And they requested a lot of money for this. So,
and now keep in mind, Obama was a junior senator, had just gotten in.
Yes.
And he was a senator of Chicago. What's a senator, a junior senator of Chicago, doing going all the way over to Ukraine and meddling with weaponry? It doesn't make any sense, at all.
It doesn't make any sense at all. None.
It's very weird.
I could. In fact, the first time I heard it, I thought maybe it was like some kind of conspiracy theory or something like that. So, okay. Well, we can get back to this now. Add to stream. Okay, so now we're going to fast forward a little bit here. And there's some really important parts that we're going to kind of highlight. And again, you guys, this is kind of like, I know this is kind of dry, but it's like we have to kind of show this because this provides the evidence and the backing support for what for these labs in the Ukraine. And you want to start with overtime, Rob?
Yes, about biolabs. This is on page 39. Okay, over time, the United States learned of dangerous pathogen collections dispersed throughout the region as part of the Soviet anti-plague system consisting of institutes in 11 republics. A decade after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, these facilities lacked security and safety measures. They had lost expert staff due to economic conditions, and many were in a state of despair. The United States accelerated its assistance to these facilities starting in the late 1990s. The CTR Biological Threat Reduction Program, now CBE, has supported activities in Azerbaijan, Georgia, Kyrgyzstan, Ukraine, Uzbekistan, Armenia, and Kazakhstan, where the Soviet Union housed much of its biological weapons production complex. The CTR program has built a secure central reference laboratories, CRL, for pathogen collections in Ukraine and Kazakhstan, and is constructing a CRL in Azerbaijan. Currently, the CTR program has completed upgrades at 39 secured labs in Armenia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. DOD continues supporting upgrades and training at these facilities. There you go.
Right. So the key aspect of this was the CTR program has completed upgrades at 39 secured labs in Armenia, Georgia, and then Ukraine is mentioned as well. The DOD continues to support upgrades and training at these facilities. That is a really, really key factor in this whole entire document because it's saying that they are still using these facilities and that these are secured labs, end quote. And so what exactly does that mean? This is why it's kind of hard to, you know, we can only go by what's the information is here, but it does show that there's a lot of things and there's even a lot of evidence to credit this. Rob, I think we can kind of skip this next. Oh, wait, this is the Director of Defense Agency. We can kind of skip this.
I want to. It's basically talking about Russia kind of withdrawing from participation in certain centers, and basically that's what it's talking about.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. And in a nutshell, what this is basically describing in a nutshell is that the U.S. did go over to Russia and it's acknowledging that to get rid of waste in these other areas and also start setting up research facility labs to continue on with their monitoring, training, and everything else. And it gives some factual evidence related to this and money, how much money was spent we're talking about millions and millions and millions and even in billions in some of these places. But this document mentions Ukraine 32 times. So that's what I found very fascinating. And then...
So the question is, why avoid talking about these bio labs as not being there? Why is Mitt Romney fighting so hard against Tulsi Gabbard when she's actually concerned about this, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it goes into detail with a lot of these, with like, Okay, here it is. Okay. So there's one thing that I found very fascinating that came up, which was cooperative biological engagement. And when I started looking that up, this document came up. So this document is also, it's from the EPA.gov. And this whole entire thing gets into, this is mind-blowing because it actually has photos of them working together in different countries, coming together to form these facility labs. And let's see, we go to page 47. So I just wanted to read this real quick. Biosafety and biosecurity. Enhance BSNS procedures and practices and secure collections, especially of especially dangerous
dangerous pathogens.
Yeah.
Into, EDP.
Yeah, EDP. And it just says provide technical constellations and basically training to figure out how to do all this. And then it's talking about they want to inform, enhance disease surveillance, improve understanding. And then they're talking about setting up these facilities and different research aspects of this. And here are actual photos of people from these countries that represent these countries in collaboration, working together to form these research facilities and share, compare notes and start setting up everything. And this is related to a company that we're going to get into very, very soon. And,
oh, you mean Rosemont Seneca?
Yes, exactly. So the purpose of this is to dismantle biological weapons, production facilities in Kyrgyzstan, Georgia, Russia, and then this establish 52 labs and research centers throughout the FSU. And the FSU is all these countries that we were just talking about. And if I scroll down, this is them in Kazakhstan actually developing one of these research labs here. So it's like they're promoting it. Like, look, we're building our new research facility lab here in Kazakhstan. So it's the same thing with Ukraine. And it talks about how they're building all of these in these countries and they're really happy about it.
So this is what's bizarre is, You can kind of see them trying to hide all of this. If these were like black ops or confidential types of operations where they're opening these up, and we're not like the home audience isn't supposed to know about this, right? But right. These are public PowerPoints that have all of the information in it.
Yes,
that's not even that hard to find. So why is Mitt Romney and all of these people getting all bent out of shape when it's all public anyway, and you can find it? I don't understand a couple of things. One, I don't understand why people don't look into these things and just make a confirmation on their own. And two, why does the mainstream media so blatantly just go against hard fact?
Yeah.
This is out there.
I can answer a little bit and then we'll go into a commercial. The main thing is a lot of this has been removed from these government sites. Using the Wayback Machine, we found some of them. Now, this document that I found, this is just on this website. I mean, it's hidden. You can't really search for it, but if you know what you're looking for, you can easily find it.
Right.
And then it's just like what you said, you know, and they're just betting. They're just trying to, I think all of this was so much in the open. They didn't even think about how any of this was going to happen. Like nothing like this was going to happen in a few years. And on the surface, it's doing really good things. A lot of people are making money from it. But until you have like an agenda being pushed, oh, now Russian, you know, they never probably thought in a million years that Putin would start bombing Ukraine. Going
well,
like,
what's you know? Interesting is when we start thinking about this now, like if it's true that Putin is actually trying to bomb those biological labs, is this a war against Ukraine? Or is this actually a war against what he perceives as a dangerous threat from the United States?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And that's again, weird. You know, I know for a fact that cities are being destroyed. People are dying over there. People are getting, you know, blown up. The Russian soldiers are coming in, but then there's all this confusion that is going on too about really what is really happening. And the big question is, does Putin still have control of what's going on? That's been like one of the things that a lot of
that's unclear as well.
And that's unclear.
I don't think he has as much control as everyone thinks.
I don't think he does either.
And I just think it's literally the entire world's globalists all pointed their guns at Putin. And so how long are you going to be able to last?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. All right. Well, let's have a short break and then we'll get back.
And then we'll get back into the Burisma junks.
Yes. It's crazy stuff.
Was the fate of Atlantis a warning for humanity? We're often told that the ancients valued morality, being in harmony with nature and the universe. But what happens when moral values plummet and human greed takes over? An Edge of Wonder series.
But if you thought this was just going to be a boring history lesson, here comes the controversy.
A redacted CIA document. Psychic predictions come true. The Nazi secret search. Movies, technology, Plato, and more. What would it mean for humanity to find Atlantis?
One of the more fascinating aspects in the search for Atlantis is a declassified document that is right in the CIA's archives online.
Huh. What do you know?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Okay, so a lot of people are talking about all of these things separately, but what we're doing for you is bringing it all in a really big deep dive and putting it all together for you guys. So I hope you can kind of like see that, because we've noticed that there's a lot of folks talking about either just the biolabs or they're talking about just the administration or whatever. And this is actually showing how all the entire thing is connected.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah. And then, this is going to lead to, you know, it's like, you kind of have to like follow the dots here. And then eventually this is all going to lead to like how everything's been set up in Ukraine and they've like planned this, and it's just, everything is connected. I was just mind blown to see how everything was connected.
And of course it is. I mean, you and I had a rabbit hole a couple of weeks ago where we just started looking into organizations. And all of those organizations are all connected into what we're talking about right now, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll keep going with this, you guys. And so this is a Gateway Pundit article, right? And the article says, documents reveal U.S. Department of Defense was funding Ukrainian biolabs. Russia releases list of biological agents tested in U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, including Salmonella and E. coli.
Yes. So why don't you... I'll just start with this. The Russian news agency, RIA Novosti...
Novosti.
Novosti.
Where's Luba when we need her?
Yeah, really. So they released documents that claim to show Ukraine was working on these biological weapons near a Russian border. Now, this Novosky accused the U.S. of instructing Ukraine to destroy the biological agents before the Russian invasion. Now it's like, well, how do we know that for sure? Well, they go on to say the Ministry of Health in Ukraine ordered the biological agents to be destroyed in a memo, and they actually have this memo that specifically talks about these documents being destroyed. So what's fascinating is that now the Gateway Pundit, they did some really great research into this actually, and they found some of these documents that were destroyed. Now granted, like that one's in Russian, but here's one of the ones that they found. And the document basically reveals that the U.S. Department of Defense, the DOD, was donating to the Ukrainian diagnostic bio labs. So again, we're going to keep going on this, but there's like two things to this. One is like, if the U.S. is like, yeah, okay, we don't have any bio labs in Ukraine.
Now look, yeah. And look at this. Okay. Hey, it's very important.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's very important to point this out. It says donor, the Department of Defense of the United States of America. And it says beneficiary. Scroll back up for me, Lindsay. Or that's Ben, me. Sorry. It says beneficiary, the Ministry of Health of Ukraine. So yeah. The donor is the Department of Defense of the United States, and the beneficiary is the Ministry of Health of Ukraine. Yes. So it's just pointing out like every kind of it's corroborating what we've been told, what we believe.
Yeah. And so this is why I think they're trying to say like, we don't have any bio labs in Ukraine. Well, okay. Technically, I guess you can say the U.S. Department of Defense or the Pentagon doesn't physically have any bio labs. But
look at this. But Ben, it says, look at this right here. EDP's permit at the bottom there. Yeah. Permit for working with pathogens will be obtained after signing TOC and MOU.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to get at is that they contracted other companies. So I think that's the loophole that they're trying to say. They're trying to say, well, we don't have any labs in Ukraine, but they're not saying.
But you're funding them. You're partnering with them.
It's like they're trying to say, no, we didn't build anything in there. We just gave them the money but they're not saying that part. We're like, we just gave them the money to build it.
Well, okay. Okay. Now, if there was, what's weird about this, okay, from my perspective is like, let's say they were doing something to research for the betterment of the world's people. Just come out and say that. Be completely transparent about it. But they're not. They're hiding. Like all of this is getting hidden. And then the, you know, we have the mainstream media sweeping this under the rug. Mitt Romney calling people treasonous for talking about it. Like those things don't jive, you know?
They don't drive at all. This is where it gets really just disturbing. Unbelievable, really disturbing. Yeah, yeah, because it's like, how can this even be happening? I mean, if there's evidence to support this, there's evidence to support this. You can't just like cover this up and sweep it under a rug and just start arresting people for even talking about it. And I think that's what they would love to do. But then it's like, why? What are they trying to cover up so much? And actually, let me pull this up real quick. This is the, okay. Yeah. So this is the, what was in that article, but this is the actual proof. There was a tweet and they had this actual photocopy of the document explaining this. And, you know, then this, I mean, to me, this is where the treason kind of is. I mean, you're asking like the government of Ukraine is asking these documents to be destroyed. I mean, this is like Nixon didn't even do it this level. I don't know. Sometimes like, I'm like
Watergate was ridiculous compared to stuff that's been going on around that. It's amazing how those stories have gotten such titles over time, and really they are nothing in comparison to a bunch of other things, you know?
Exactly. Okay.
So InfoWars put together a connection, right?
They did, but before we go into InfoWars,
we gotta talk about the Rosemont Seneca.
Yes, because InfoWars did some really great work. We're gonna get into that and show again. The whole point of this is really to show evidence, not to like, okay, here's what you know, here's an article saying this. It's really about we wanted to kind of break this down and provide the evidence to back up what other people are saying. And this isn't, we're not trying to call anybody out of anything in specifically.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It's just more of a sense of like, hey, we're finding this, there's solid evidence of it. Can you address it? And instead of anyone addressing it, they're just getting angry and then threatening, saying you're spreading disinformation, and then they censor you. And it's like, we just want you guys to address this. But all right, Rob, if you want to read, from our doc here.
Yeah.
I kind of skipped
okay,
around.
Okay, so this is basically this whole thing is called Breaking Exclusive: Hunter Biden Firm Rosemont Seneca Invested in Firm Tied to Ukrainian Biolabs. Like, boom, right there, right? Okay, mm-hmm. So we heard from the U.S. Department of State. Oh, excuse me. We heard from the U.S. State Department that there were U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Then the Biden regime backtracked and insisted there were no U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. Why the sudden confusing messages from the Biden gang, especially when there are documents that prove the U.S. was funding several of the biolabs they set up in Ukraine to study potentially dangerous pathogens? It may be because Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, was funding the firm's involvement in the building of these labs in Ukraine, and they felt this was not something they wanted the American people to know.
That's it right there. And so now it's like, okay, well, how do we know? Oh, that's kind of a gross photo. Sorry. It's like, how do we know this is really happening? Well, believe it or not, this is where InfoWars really had a pretty amazing article breaking a lot down. And again, I just didn't want to regurgitate what InfoWars is saying. I wanted to kind of break this down and find factual evidence. So first, we're going to kind of get into what InfoWars found, and then we'll get into the evidence backing up.
So basically, Ben, what you're telling us is you're about to talk about gay frogs.
That's exactly it, man. Gay frogs. It all comes, that's
gay frogs in Ukraine. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So this is a crazy title.
And that outfit, I will never, ever understand why he thought it was a good idea to wear that outfit in public. Like, just dress up straight up like Dr. Evil, you know? I mean,
it's like I was trying my best not to say to people, like, you know, like, well, maybe we got it wrong. And then it's like, as soon as I said that, someone sent me this photo. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this his official photo that he's using? And it's like, yes.
It's crazy. It's like, it's crazy, it's so dude. Crazy.
It's so crazy. All right. Well, sorry, I have sirens going off. All right. Well,
I feel like every time I see that photo, I get schwabbed.
All right. Well, this goes on to say that during a press conference, the Russian Army's chief of the Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Defense Forces, this Igor
Kirillov,
mentioned a private American company called Black and
Veatch,
Black and Veatch or
Veatch
as being partnered with the Pentagon on secret Ukrainian biolab projects. And he goes on to say a firm affiliated to the Defense Department, this Black and Veatch above all others, are involved in the implementation of the projects. Video is now taken down on YouTube once again because it proves that there could be biolabs in Ukraine, and you know, you have
now,
to get rid of all the
evidence. The real question is, why are people posting on YouTube?
Yeah, seriously.
Just post somewhere else. Post on Rumble. You know, try to find another place to put it. You know what's going to get taken down if it's important.
Yeah, seriously. So we're going to get in, like I said, you guys, we're going to get into the actual factual evidence of this, but there was a older InfoWars article titled, Why Does the Pentagon Need Laboratories in Ukraine? This is from 2015. That goes along with the document that we were presenting, the first one, which was from 2015, which proves that they were there. And then it touches on this Black and Veatch. Biolabs operated under the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, the DTRA, which is kind of like a side thing of DARPA, and operated from 2008 to 2017 and estimated over $200 million of work. So then this thing goes on to say, in 2014, a firm called Metabiota, is that it?
Metabiota,
which specializes in detecting, tracking, and analyzing potential disease outbreaks, signed an $18.4 million federal contract as a subcontractor for Black and Veatch in Georgia and Ukraine.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of where it gets crazy, because then you start looking into who is this Metabiota. And that's where
it's basically exactly like Ben said, like one thing is leading to another, right? So first the DOD, Black and Veatch, then all of a sudden this company comes in called Metabiota, and now we're going down that rabbit hole a little bit to see where all of this leads. This is how this gets crazy.
Right.
So shall I read this? Who is Metabiota? You want to
pull
that up?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll read this to you guys, okay? So this is on their About Us. Who is Metabiota? So About Us. Metabiota's mission is to mitigate threats from and create harmony with the microbial world. Metabiota develops and implements products, services, and technologies for governments and the private sector. What? Can we read that sentence again? Metabiota develops and implements products, services, and technologies for governments and the private sector. The company specializes in disease and pathogen detection, evaluation, and response through the integration of field and lab research with health data analytics. Metabiota has a demonstrated track record in international collaboration, scientific and public health surveillance, capacity building, and research with high public health impact. Our name, Metabiota, is microbiological term referring to a stable relationship between a group of hosts and the various microbes that inhabit them.
Yeah. So they're About Us. Actually, I realized they took it down. So I could only find it on the archive, the Wayback Machine. They actually took down their About Us. And it's kind of, that's the question. Why?
Yeah,
right?
Why?
Yeah. So then it's like, well, who started this company? This is where it gets crazy.
So who actually started Metabiota?
Right. So
inside the shady private equity firm run by Kerry and Biden kids. Great headline. So can I read this first part right here? Okay, under the New York Post article. According Metabiota was started with help from U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his investment firm, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, RSTP, which he founded alongside John Kerry's stepson in 2009. In 2016, meeting in Lviv, Ukraine. Is that supposed to be Kiev? No, it's Lviv Ukraine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Representatives of Black and Veatch and Metabiota discussed biological security, safety, and surveillance with representatives of Ukraine, Poland, and the United States. The Hunter Biden firm was the center of a massive scandal in 2020 after it was revealed that the wife of the former mayor of Moscow mysteriously wired $3.5 million to the investment group.
Yes. And that's where this starts kind of.
That's why they're hiding all of this.
Yeah, exactly.
That is why they're hiding all of this. One of the number one reasons right there.
Right. So there's all these connections when we're going to even get into more connections with this metabiota. So what happened is that they have this, what is it? Cena, this Rosemary, whatever the heck that company is. We were just kind of talking about it. Rosemont Seneca is that's the apparent company is the Metabiota company. And then when you get into it even more, then it shows that John Kerry's son and Hunter Biden started this whole thing, this Metabiota, and then they were subcontracted. So it's like this pyramid thing that keeps going down. And then as each company comes in, it gets harder and harder to trace where this company is, who this company is. I mean, that they're
Rosemont Seneca.
Yeah. It's just like a holdings company. It's just like a kind of a shell company to, you know, kind of cover up your traces and your tracks as you keep going down this whole path of, like, you know,
where's the money going?
Where's the money going?
Making it actually really hard to track all of that.
Exactly. So, next I'm going to pull this up real quick. Okay. So we have this here. Which doesn't really sound like too much. Anything with the word trilateral makes me want to, like,
trilateral meeting with Ukraine, Poland, and the United States regional collaboration on biological security, safety, and surveillance.
And look who's there.
Oh, it's our boy Hunter Biden.
Look at that. So this was actually taken down from their website. I had to use the Wayback
Machine. I had to use the Wayback Machine for that one too.
Yes. We don't have to get into all the details of this, but essentially it's just talking about how all these people, from representing all these companies, by the way, the people from the Meta by Toba is there, along with Hunter Biden's team and everything else. They're all meeting to specifically talk about diseases and disease control in Ukraine. They're meeting in Ukraine talking about this. To me, this is like this here is like the proof of all. It's like, okay, this is it. Like,
but wait, this next part is where it gets even crazier.
Yeah, it does. It keeps going.
Okay,
crazy.
So I'm sorry for laughing. It's like, what else are you going to do? Like, this is nuts. So since 2014, Metabiota has been a partner of Eco Health Alliance as part of the U.S. Agency for International Development's USAID PREDICT project, which seeks to predict and prevent global emerging disease threats. Okay. Now, as part of this effort, researchers from Metabiota EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan Institute of Virology collaborated on a study relating to bat infectious diseases in China. Sensitive and broadly reactive RT-PCR assays were performed at Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, the paper notes.
Yes. And so this, there's all these connections with this. So then you have,
well, this is now directing, this is,
yes,
now including exactly COVID-19.
Like. Yes, it is. And this is like related to this is essentially why they're trying to hide everything, because it all ties together. All of these people are all connected. This Peter Daszak guy, he just resigned, and he there's actually a gag order, and he was the only one. He was the only person allowed at the Wuhan lab in China after everything happened. You remember, like, they wouldn't allow anybody into China, not even like the WHO. It was like, so Tedros was the only one allowed, and this Peter guy was the only American allowed in. And what came out specifically about EcoHealth just recently was that through the gain of function with Fauci, they were the organization that got money from the Pentagon that were giving it to NIAID and then using part of that money to fund the Wuhan lab. That's why he resigned from his post. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's been confirmed in these media reporting.
But none of this is conspiracy theory. We just showed very simply that all of this is connected.
Like, right.
It's undeniable.
Completely, completely. And then one more thing about this Peter Daszak guy. And by the way, all these companies are connected. So they were work. So again, you remember we were talking about all these like shell companies and everything else. So the order is like the Pentagon hires this Black and Veatch company. This Black and Veatch company then branches out and hires that Meta Biota. Yeah. Okay. And then from there, the EcoHealth is involved. And then from that aspect, from like going on inside, you have then their John Kerry's son and Hunter Biden's stuff that they were working with too. So even I was really surprised. The Washington Post even had an article, the one person who might really know what happened in Wuhan, and it's this Peter Daszak guy from EcoHealth. And all I really care about is the very end of this. Basically, they just go on and saying all these questions, like, how did this all happen? It goes on to say, what would make the spike proteins, what they're talking about specifically in this article. And they're like, how would this affect humans? What does he know about the database of viruses that WIF took offline in 2019 and never brought back? Does he know what research the WIF, have done on its own and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, Mr. Daszak must answer these questions before Congress. His grants were federal funds, and it's entirely appropriate
for Congress. Yeah.
Yeah. To insist on accountability and transparency. He might also help the world understand what really happened in Wuhan. And so obviously kind of backtracking with the Wuhan, we know from doing our research in the coronavirus episodes that we did that there was a lot of different aspects that went in to the coronavirus, different components that made up the spike protein cells, which could not happen naturally. So we're going to get into that in a future episode that we're going to really dive deeper into the documents that just came out, the explosive.
On one of these lives coming up soon.
Yes. So, So another person that was connected through all of this of the metabiota and all this different things in the World Economic Fund and is this guy named Nathan Wolf. So do you want to go into, you can read a little bit here. Rob, the CEO of Metabiota.
Exclusive. So this says exclusive CEO of Metabiota, Nathan Wolf, connected to Hunter Biden, the NIH, the CDC, and the World Economic Forum. Okay, it goes on to read, the CEO of Metabiota has a unique history. Per his LinkedIn profile, Nathan Wolf created Metabiota in 2008. He also indicates that he, quote, has been honored with Fulbright Fellowship, the NIH Director's Pioneer Award, and a World Economic Forum Young Global Leader. Not great credentials in my book. So now InfoWars kind of did some digging on Nathan Wolf, right?
Yes.
So, by the way, Trudeau is also one of these young global leaders of the World Economic Forum, just so you know, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So Metabiota's founder, virus hunter Nathan Wolf, also sits on the board of Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance and is a member of DARPA's Defense Science Research Council. Ridiculous. Wolf's projects have received funding from the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the National Geographic Society, in addition to the previously detailed Google and DOD financing. I'm sorry, every time I see DARPA in there, I just think of the ray gun that melts your body. That's why I go crazy every time I hear that. In 2012, Wolf wrote a book titled The Viral Storm, The Dawn of a New Pandemic Age, where he thanked friends, including deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and biotech venture capitalist Boris Nikolic. Nikolic was named as the successor executor on Epstein's will upon his death. What the hell?
Yes.
What the heck, guys?
Yeah.
So we just went from, like, all of a sudden it burst open COVID, and now we're right back at Epstein.
Yes. What the heck? Yes. And his book came out in 2012. And it's the dawn of a new pandemic age. I mean, it's like, and then on top of that, this is the dude that's connected to all of these companies that are specifically doing all these research in all of these labs. And it's like, it's finally like kind of all coming together really in a really bizarre way and a really scary way at the same time.
You know, actually, I don't know. It's like we're like, imagine this, like looking at this from the outside, like imagine some just being really looking at this as if this was a movie. It's like we're actually all just playing the fools right now. We're being played by all of this that's going on around us. And all you really have to do is dig and you'll find the connections that are already there. It's like, this is what Trump was up against.
Exactly.
This is why, if you're not a part of this entire thing, like if one brick falls out of this, like that Jenga tower is not gonna stay standing, you know, like that's why they protect it so much, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob Van is like, you guys need to make a chart of these connections. I was actually kind of thinking that too.
Yeah, let's make an infograph, man. Yeah. I will.
And again, we're not trying to call out anybody. I mean, we're just really providing the factual evidence of what we're finding and how it just doesn't fit the mainstream narrative. And that's why I started researching into this. It's like, what's really going on? You know, and granted, this isn't about like making being on Putin's side or anything else. It's just simply looking at what is going on with these bio labs and why our government is so much against anyone talking about it right now.
Let me just read this before. We're going to have a Q&A in a few minutes on RISE TV exclusively. But the Metabiota's founder's wife is a liberal playwright who incorporates left-wing activism into her shows and hosted an anti-Trump viewing on the night of the 2016 election with proceeds going to Planned Parenthood. Wolf is also one of World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab's Young Global Leaders, a group of elite individuals placed into positions of power in order to enact the Great Reset agenda.
At the end of the day, I think that's what it really comes down to. You know, and it's like they want to start the Great Reset, and all of this stuff coming out to the surface does kind of hinder that. So, but it's just so crazy that they just are trying to cover up everything and censor everything instead of just coming out and saying like, yeah, okay, this is what happened. Yeah, we were wrong. You know, we tried to make these labs.
They can't come out and talk transparently about the bio labs because it's going to bring up questions about Hunter, about Wolf, about Daszak, about Jeffrey Epstein, the whole thing.
Even the origins of the coronavirus it will bring up.
Yes, it's a big Jenga power.
Yeah, it is. And like, we didn't even get into any of the other countries, you guys, because like I said, we didn't have time to even get into that. But all these countries have a play.
My hair keeps getting higher and higher as this episode goes on, because I keep doing this and it just, I can't believe what we're finding.
I was really blown away by all this stuff, and it's just massive. And then on top of everything, you have the audio recording of the ex-Ukraine leader Poroshenko with Joe Biden. And Lindsay, do you want to play it? These came out, and this is from New York Post, and I'm actually surprised that it wasn't deleted on YouTube yet, but play a little bit of this. That's hilarious.
Nearly like the audio of U.S. private phone conversations. Oh, discussing gas loans in the country in exchange for the removal of Ukraine's prosecutor general.
Assuming that there is a new government and a new prosecutor general, I am prepared to do a public signing of the commitment for the $1 billion.
$1 billion. Play, no, keep playing it. He's going to respond to it.
And despite of the fact that we didn't have any corruption charges, we don't have any information about him doing something wrong, I especially asked him, no, it was the day before yesterday, I especially asked him to resign.
So...
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general is in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
There you go. Basically, so you can stop it now, Lindsay. So what was happening was that they
God bless Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, seriously. So they were investigating Hunter Biden's involvement and all of the stuff that we were just talking about. And this new prosecutor came in, started looking into it, and they got rid of that guy, even though they didn't have any reason to get rid of him, simply because Biden was giving him $1 billion, which was essentially government and taxpayers' money, our money, giving it over to them as bribe money so they don't keep looking into Hunter Biden. And that's how this whole thing started from the beginning and why we basically got deleted on YouTube.
Dude, I don't want anything to do with Hunter Biden, man. Give me my YouTube channel back.
Seriously.
You know? What the heck?
Seriously. And
it's not our fault that we got too close to what was going on. we're not even that smart. We're just looking at things.
Right.
Dear Lord. All right, we've got to do a Q&A now.
We do.
All right, so here's the deal, you guys. We've been on Rumble all this time. We're going to be doing more and more lives out here. If you want to support our work, which will keep us going, please come over to Rise TV. We're about to do a live Q&A for you guys where we'll answer your questions on our chat. It's an awesome community of very cool people. We've got Man in America there too. Seth is pumping out content. We're going to be going live every day very soon. Edge Wonder is going to be pumping out more live content and more behind the paywall content, the classic Edge of Wonder stuff that you love. Please come over there and support us. It's only a couple of coffees a week. Whip-ha children, help us. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we love you guys very much, and we hope you liked this dig. Ben was working real hard on this and calling me every 5 minutes. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, Ben, did you want to add anything before we go over there?
No. Just that I meant to promote Rise TV in the very beginning of this, and I completely forgot.
Okay, well, that's partly my fault, too, but we'll get on it.
We got to do better at promoting our own stuff, what we're doing. Yeah. But, yes, please follow us on Rise TV, you guys. We're going to go over there now to answer your questions.
Yeah, follow our Telegram channel, Edge of Wonder Official on Telegram, and then also I'm on Truth Social, at Rob Counts. Follow me there. We love all you guys, and we'll see you in the Q&A.
Yes, we will. We're gonna play a trailer.
Yeah. Where did Ben go? He must have needed to go use the restroom or something. Well, anyway, you guys, here you are on Rise TV. That was a totally insane dig. We hope you guys like that. And we'd literally like to collect questions from you guys and interact with you a little bit more and hang out a little bit after that crazy dig on how all of this stuff is connected that not everyone is really putting together. They're all kind of separate, or people are alluding to these connections.